let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Have you ever been bewildered by all the diverse options proposed as the way to Christlikeness? If so, well, you're not alone. Feasting with the Trinity sketches the way forward based on two biblical observations. Kendall Eastley presents Feasting with the Trinity as a grand metaphor for living and enjoying the Christian life. Formation to godliness can well be understood as responding to God's invitation to feast with Father, Son, and Spirit. We also dine with others belonging to the people of God. As we partake of what God sets on His table, feasting with Him and with others, we are formed over a lifetime of Christ-like persons. Kendall Eastley served on the faculty of three institutions of Christian higher education, teaching mainly in the area of New Testament studies and New Testament Greek. He was people-focused and mentored many students and pastors over a good cup of coffee. His book represents the culmination of his thinking and experience of a formative approach in growing with godliness. Kendall finished this project in the last days of his struggle with leukemia. Nancy, his wife, observed the authenticity of his godly heart and walk during this season. And Nancy Eastley joins us to talk about Kendall's book, Feasting with the Trinity, A Formative Approach to Growing in Godliness. Nancy, welcome to This Week in America. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
And it's a pleasure to be here, Rick.
Well, thank you. There's so much to talk about that is going to help so many people, as Kendall did throughout his entire life. Let's talk about his desire to publish this book. Why was this so important to Kendall?
Well, his last dean asked him, "Do you have one more book in you?" And Ken thought about it and prayed about it and said, "Yes, I think I do." And Feasting with the Trinity is the culmination of his career as a New Testament scholar and ultimately his life as a godly man.
When did this whole thing begin? This, you say, a culmination at some point. This was a topic, obviously, that he felt was very important. Extensive research. When did this process, when did the whole process begin for him?
Oh, I think I'd have to go back to the beginning of his career as a New Testament and Greek professor and to think about even his upbringing on Bible stories and their importance in guiding life. I guess I can't think of a time when Ken didn't live this book.
Which is interesting because that's why this book is so important and doing so well and touching so many people. Feasting with the Trinity by Kendall Eastley is the book we're talking about in the program today with his wife, Nancy. The book's available at Amazon at strattonpress.com, stratton-press.com in their book section there. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book. So how important was this for Kendall? This sounds like this is sort of a book that was really special to him and special to his teaching and his outreach to people.
It was, Rick. As he told me near the finish of the book, he had never been as clear and personal in his sharing these ideas about developing spirituality as he was in this book. And he wanted people to see that it was authentic, that he had lived it for lo these many years. And so he shared his feelings and his passion for growing in godliness in this book.
Talk about that authenticity. I mean, you would see this literally on a day-to-day basis with your husband. Talk about the authenticity, because sometimes people write books and you wonder if they actually even believe what they're writing, or they just had a book deal in the works and they need to finish this and finish the project. You get the impression that this was a passion to him. It wasn't work sitting and writing this book. This was sort of a mission for him, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was nothing for me to wake up 10 or 15 minutes or 30 minutes after Ken did and find him on the couch with his Bible open, and he would read scripture and meditate and pray. So I certainly can attest to the breakfast habit, because he did that every day before he had breakfast. I can count, I mean, maybe on two hands, the times in our 40 years he didn't do that. And this would be maybe at the end of his life as he was in the hospital.
With us on the program is Nancy Easley, talking about the book written by her husband, Kendall, Feasting with the Trinity, A Formative Approach to Growing in Godliness. Talk about the title. Explain the significance of that. I mentioned this was a grand metaphor for living a Christian life. Talk about the title and the meaning and the significance of Feasting with the Trinity.
Oh, wow. That's a mouthful. Ken loved to eat, and he loved good food. Even in this day and time, we'd call him a foodie. And so feasting would be something he very much enjoyed with physical food. But throughout his life, he learned to feast on the material in this book, on the spiritual disciplines, on scripture, on Christian community. He especially loved to feast on relationships with young pastors. It was nothing for a young pastor to give Ken a call and he'd look at his calendar and said, yeah, I can meet you at such and such a time and such a place. And he'd turn to me and say, well, that was Jonathan and we're going to talk about his sermon on Sunday. Or Jeff wanted to know what the meaning of this Greek word was. So this went on throughout his days. And at night then, he was in the Word and in scholarship and research much of the time. I remember a time when he was working on his commentary on Revelation, and he would work late into the night, and I said, so what are you working on? And he said, I'm working on the Whore of Babylon. I don't know if we can say that on radio.
Yes, certainly.
And I said, well, I'll sure be glad when you get finished with that whore. So those are just a few examples of the way he used his time, not just 10 minutes in the morning, but throughout the day. Recently, a former student said, I could call Dr. Easley anytime and say, Doc, I need to come see you. And he'd say, come on. And when I walked in the office, he'd turn off his computer and I had his full attention. So he will be remembered by his students for all of these things. And I doubt there's a student that you could talk to that wouldn't also say, he was very authentic.
Well, it's interesting because as you're talking and you mentioned that, I get the impression that if any student reached out to him, that he was there for them. That sounds like a pretty good definition of who Kendall Eastley is, isn't it? Does that capture that? I mean, he was there to help. If he could, he would help.
Yes. And if he couldn't, he'd find a way. If he didn't know the answer immediately, he'd say, well, let's pray about it. I don't think a student ever came to him where he didn't pray with them, pray for their churches, pray for their families. He really walked into hospitals and difficult situations and represented, in many ways, the very presence of God to the people he ministered to.
Nancy Easley is our guest on the program, talking about the book written by her husband, Kendall Easley. The book is Feasting with the Trinity, A Formative Approach to Growing in Godliness. The book's available at Amazon at stratton-press.com in their book section. You've got our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and a link on directly to get information on the book. I mentioned forming over a lifetime into Christ-like persons. Talk about his thoughts on that, because it sounds like he was always evolving. Is that the case? I mean, each day was sort of a new experience, a new learning experience, a new teaching experience for him.
Absolutely. I remember when I first met Ken, he was finishing his doctorate, and his topic was in the spirit, or how many times the phrase pneumati, meaning the Holy Spirit, occurred in the Bible. And that's what he studied as he finished his doctorate. You'll see that in the spiritual section when he's having lunch with the Holy Spirit in his book. And I just feel like I'm sitting and having a conversation with him when I read this book. But then in later years and in our churches, we were distressed by the lack of loving relationships between people in the church. And as Ken began to study that, he began to understand in that last section, Supper with the Father, on the importance of relationships and Christians helping one another and supporting one another, and that by walking in community together and loving people that were different from us helped us grow in Christ's likeness. So that's two big contrasts or two big examples of his growth that I can share.
You've mentioned community several times and how important that was to your husband. Talk about that, because that really is so important, especially today when we don't seem to be in a large community. We're in fractured communities.
It's very difficult in America today, when we're all so individualistic, to have community. But Ken has felt strongly, and we've come to agree on this in his last years, that other Christians can share things with us about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and we can share with them. And through our mutual sharing, we encourage one another and we support one another and we keep each other going in the faith. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep believing. Praying for God's hand to come down and touch our friends. These are the kinds of things we would do.
There is so much that will help all of us in reading the book, Feasting with the Trinity. Who do you think will benefit from this book and why? And again, I cover that by saying, boy, there's something here for everybody. We all would be better people if we read Kendall's book and absorbed what he was trying to tell us.
Can I give you my biased answer first?
Yes, let's do that.
I think husbands need to read this book first to know how to grow in Christlikeness themselves, so they can lead their wives and then their children in following after Christ with a whole heart, intentionally, with undivided effort. Because if the husband doesn't pick it up and begin to lead in this direction, there are too many options in the world today and too many ways for families to get lost in the process of trying to follow and relate to one another. So when I sit down and I read this book now, Rick, I feel like I'm sitting on the couch with Ken in front of the fire and we're talking to each other. And it would be my hope for the homes in America today that they all develop the kind of discipline needed to form these close relationships and grow in Christlikeness.
How important was that relationship to you and to the family? And I sort of hate to even use the word leadership, because that's almost like somebody trying to act a little differently than somebody else. And I get the impression that wasn't the way that that your husband went about it. But how important was just example, who he was as a human being, that shaped you and shaped the family?
As we're in the last a year ago, we would be in the last 2 weeks of Ken's life. And I think of Ken at Vanderbilt and a nurse saying to him, "Mr. Easley, I know you're very sick, but I have to tell you I've never seen anybody with the peace that you have, and that you're always smiling and you always have a kind word for someone. That's an example of his kindness. You want more?
Well, yes, please do, because I wish I would have known Kendall. The book is Feasting with the Trinity, and I got that impression just in reading about the book and talking with you, that he had this calmness that was comforting to you, to family, and obviously to people around him, people in the hospital that deal with situations like this every day.
One of the things Ken liked to do was mentor young men, and often a young man graduating from college or new in his marriage would call Ken and come by the house, and I can remember hearing discussions in his office, and very rarely did I hear Ken's voice. I heard the voice of the speaker, because Ken listened, and he truly gave them his attention and focused on what they were saying. And then when the conversation ended, he prayed with them. That's another way that he impacted the kingdom of God.
The power of listening, and I really believe that's something that's sadly missing. So many cases like that, the person who's conducting the meeting wants to show how intellectual he is and will throw out the information rather than listen, absorb, and then respond to the person who is asking. The book is Feasting with the Trinity. I've got a couple minutes left in the program with Nancy Eastley, his wife, and in talking about the book. What has this been like for you? Here is your husband's legacy. People may look at the title, Feasting with the Trinity, A Formative Approach to Growing in Godliness, and go, sounds like an interesting book, but you're there talking about it. And after hearing you talk and your passion reflecting your husband's passion, this is going to open the doors for many, many people to read this book. What is this like for you to be now the spokesperson for Feasting with the Trinity?
I think exciting is an understatement. Ken poured himself into me, whether I knew it or not, through his prayers, through scriptures that he claimed for me, through his example, for over 40 years. And as I mentioned, I see him in the pages of this book. One of the things I'll do in the next 6 weeks is go to the church of one of his students and share content from this book in the student's church. I'm doing this by invitation. So his legacy, his life, all that God built into him, and then through him that God's built into me, can be shared with others so that the body of Christ can be encouraged and built up.
He would be so proud of you and what you're doing and continuing his work in Feasting with the Trinity, A Formative Approach to Growing in Godliness. Nancy Eastley is our guest on the program. Her husband, the author, Kendall Eastley. The book available at Amazon at stratton-press.com in their book section. Nancy, this has been a real pleasure to have you on the program. I've really enjoyed this. The time has gone by too quickly. Congratulations on taking this message and going forward and spreading it. The world will be a better place because of the book is a better place because of what your husband and you have been doing and continue to do. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. That's certainly my prayer.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. It's Nancy Eastley. The book is Feasting with the Trinity, A Formative Approach to Growing in Godliness. You'll find it at Amazon, stratton-press.com in the book section. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to information on the book. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.